from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
And the 0-2 pitch, swing and a miss. He struck him out. And the Yankees prevail in 12 innings tonight as the Phillies fall short yet again.
Brutal, absolutely brutal. Another series loss. And last night was a heart crusher. Welcome on in. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giller, we're live today broadcasting from the DeBoer Heart and Lung Center broadcast booth as the trade deadline is in the books. Another game against the Yankees in the books, and the Phillies season is certainly not going the right way. We'll lead you right up to the finale of this set as the Phillies try to avoid the sweep today. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philly. Hey, listen, y'all might talk bad about my first pitch that I threw out a few months ago or about a month ago, but I did better than the teenagers. Old people rock.
Okay.
That's all I got to say.
All right.
About
well,
that.
Listen. You know, at least there's something to be proud of that happened on that field.
Well,
last
I mean,
night.
I threw out like the young man from the Union, the 14-year-old, and then I threw Metzke. He threw a horrible pitch.
So you're saying?
So
you're
I'm just saying, at 52 years old, come on, man, y'all better give me my props.
All right, I need to give someone props too, because I can't give it to the Phillies. All right, last night, back and forth kind of game, and you know what it was? It was a highly entertaining game.
It was.
Phillies got the lead. Yankees come back. Oh, my goodness. I can't handle Jazz Chisholm anymore. Four home runs in two games,
listen,
Hugh.
That was the most disheartening thing to see. Because I'm not going to lie. You know, this is where you have to, you know, accountability comes into play. Because I was a guy that when we were talking about the fit, the culture in the locker room, and the fact that he came in here and was harassing a fanatic and everything, he doesn't fit the locker room. Boy, we could have used those four home runs over the last 2 days last night, couldn't we? We could have used those.
Yeah, they could have, and he looks like he's a good pickup for them. So last night, look, they get the lead with the Hayes home run. That was a nice home run. I thought Nola, after the trouble in the first inning, pitched well. But then, you know, the bullpen, you know, the home run given up by Strom to Jazz Chisholm. But then they come back, right? They tied the game. Your guy Rojas with the running, the pitch running.
See, if he would have, if y'all had him on the bench, he wouldn't have been out there. That's all I can say about
that.
Well,
listen, I'm fine with that role for him. He did a good job. And then it goes back and forth and back and forth. Ultimately, the Phillies lose again. And this is now the fourth time since the All-Star break they have lost a game where they have held at least a three-run lead. 215-592-9494. I'll just say it this way. I'm worried. I'm officially worried because this team's starting to feel like they're wearing this, that this is weighing on them. It's beyond just a tough stretch. Tough stretches happen in long seasons. It feels like it's weighing on them. And you know what's gone now? And we'll get to what they did yesterday, the relief pitch they brought in. Obviously, Soto's gone now. But there's no more, oh, maybe they'll do something big at the trade deadline. Hugh, that's
no,
over.
That's it. That ship has sailed. That is done. This is a done deal.
So this is the team now, and they got to get out of this rut. I have official worry. 215-592-9494. We're live at the park today, leading you right up to the game. Hugh, are you worried? Are you officially worried about this team as this rut has lasted now, you know, depending on how you define it, they've been under 500 since London, which is like 6 or 7 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And since the All-Star break, they haven't won a single series because this one, they already lost this series regardless of what happens today. Are you officially worried? The official word now matters. Officially worried.
See, when you say worried, you may – I want to be careful not to incense any diehard baseball fans because I feel like there's a lot of them out there that are really concerned about the team and the lack of moves that was made at the trade deadline and everything like that. So let me say this, and I'm a long talk, just a little bit. This is a good baseball team. They're tied for the league. I mean, the best record in the MLB right now. They did have the best record, so they're tied right now. They've hit a little bit of a rough patch, which happens in baseball. So I am concerned about the way that they're playing because they have to play better. But if you're asking me, do I still think this team is built to be a World Series contender and a World Series winner? Yes, I do. I do believe that. But your ballers got a ball. I mean, that's the best way that I can say it. Your players got to play. You talk about, what was it, 1 through 5. They only gave you, what, 2 hits last, like on this whole series or something like that? Like, that's unacceptable. When you look at this lineup and you look at the Yankees lineup, you could basically go man for man when you talk about the talent that you have. So I am concerned, but I still believe in this squad.
So last night, Hugh, in terms of what the top five – you mentioned the top five in the lineup. They were 2 for 26 last night.
That's what it was. Yeah, yeah.
Last night, Schwarber, Turner, Harper, Bohm, Marsh. Marsh hit fifth last night. Now, they did have 3 walks combined between Schwarber and Harper. One of them was the intentional walk to actually, 2 of them might have been intentional walks. But, I mean, the hits, Bohm had a nice double early in the game to knock in a run. But the Trey hit was an infield hit. So I think the combined, the 5 of them last night, the top of the order, got one hit out of the infield. I mean, they just didn't perform. And they have Topper after the game last night talking about his team as they drop another series.
Ever since the Dodgers series, is there anything you can pinpoint for the way things have gone in these last 5 series?
Well, pitchers are walking a lot more people. The bats have gone silent. But that'll change. It'll change.
Well, it better change. I mean, and I think it will. I mean, let's be real, right? These players are too good to hit like this for months and months. It will change. My worry, Hugh, isn't so much the division. The Braves are still 7.5 back. They didn't do a whole lot at the deadline either. They're not going to blow. I don't think they're going to blow this division. I haven't gotten to that kind of worry. I'm just worried that this is in their heads now, and they got to try to the more this goes on, the longer it goes on, the more I wonder if they're starting to doubt how great they are. Because it's been a while now since they've played great baseball.
Yeah, it is, man.
It's been months.
It's one of those things where I talked about it a little bit yesterday. You have to get back to the fundamentals. You have to get back to doing the little things. I remember being in slumps and having games where I didn't play as well. And it sounds like a little thing, but you try to think about some of the things that you did in order to have success. Like the week before.
Yep.
Maybe you ate chicken instead of rice. Maybe you ate broccoli, you know, or you drank the purple Gatorade. Like little stuff like that. It might not seem like a lot to some people, but you have to figure out and get back to where you were comfortable in your space. And I think that's what they have to do. I think that guys are pressing a little bit. I think that's the case. As a matter of fact, who was that with that Alec Bohm? He had some colorful words for that they caught on the broadcast last night. Like, you could just tell guys are frustrated. Guys are frustrated right now, and they have to have a moment where they just sit back, take a deep breath, and just get back to the fundamentals.
Yeah, they're wearing it. I mean, you can feel it. They're wearing it. As much as early in the season it felt like everything went their way, it's the opposite now.
Yeah.
You know, that hit the Bohm.
You're in a valley.
Bohm hit a ball hard in extra innings that could have been the game-winning hit, and the center fielder for the Yankees made a great play. And Bohm acted. You know, Bohm has that thing where he shows a lot of emotion when he's upset. Like, yeah. he'll slam his bat. He had that last night. Trey Turner, after the game, asked about the idea, does this team need a team meeting to get it back together? Because it has been weeks and weeks of not great baseball. Here's Trey after the game last night.
Those things are for, you know, when guys are being lazy or you have a bad culture, you're not working, you're not putting the work in. We don't do those things. We work our asses off, and we're in the cage, we're out in the field, we're doing all sorts of things. It's just we're playing bad. So what it comes down to.
Well, they are playing bad. But, you know, you mentioned a word there, Hugh, a few minutes ago, accountability. And I think it's an important word. It was a big topic on this station, I don't know, about a month ago, specifically about Bryce Harper. And I think it's worth bringing up again. Look, did the Phillies lose last night solely because of what I'm about to bring up? No. There was a lot of elements. I mean, they had a three-run lead. They lost. Matt Strom gave up a home run to Jazz Chisholm. They can't get Jazz Chisholm out. Right? They had moments where they could have won this game. I mentioned the catch by the Yankee center fielder. But, Hugh, in the ninth inning last night, Bryce Harper is up, the bases are loaded, and he hits a ball hard at first base. And it goes off the Yankee first baseman, I believe it was DJ LeMay, whose glove, right? Mm-hmm. And it ricocheted to the second baseman, and they ended up getting Bryce Harper out at first base, and that ended the inning. Hugh, if you go back and watch that, and I was at the game last night, and you know it happened fast, so I had to go back and watch the replay this morning. Bryce Harper hits the ball, and he does not run out of the box. He doesn't. And if he runs out of the box, there is a chance he is safe at first base. But mm-hmm. you know, the way the play happened, and it happened fast,
bang, bang.
He was out by three or four steps. But he didn't run out of the box. And you know, like, that's the stuff that frustrates me because, all right, he's in a slump. He's a great hitter. We know how good Bryce Harper is. But that stuff's easy. Just run out of the box.
Yeah. And I'm not making excuses for Bryce because that's not what I do. But, you know, Bryce has had a couple at-bats where he's whiffed, and you could tell he was close, and he got a little frustrated.
Yep.
Maybe, just maybe, he thought in that instance that when he hit it that it was going to, you know, get caught.
He probably did.
And he didn't think about that. That's what I'm talking about, Joe, when I say get back to the basics. Like, little stuff. They need to do that. Because it's one of those things where you get so frustrated about certain things. Like, say, for instance, if I'm pass rushing and I'm getting close to the quarterback, but every time I get there, the ball is just out of his hand. I'm going to have a rush, or it's going to be a time where I'm going to think where I was blocked and this happened. And I look up and the quarterback still holding the ball, but I stopped. That's what I'm talking about. You have to get back to those fundamentals. If you get back to your – and I hate to say it, but you know it's a cliche. Get back to the core values.
Oh, here we go.
You got to get back, Joe.
Here we go.
I'm saying.
I don't give a shit.
Give me a better way of saying it then. But that's basically what it is. You got to get back to the core. You got to get back to your fundamentals. And once you do that, then stuff will start falling into place.
Well, it better, because this is a struggle right now. 215-592-9494. I just think it's ironic, and the Phillies had to change this quickly. There's been a lot of talk the last few weeks leading up to the trade deadline about culture, right, about the Phillies' culture and, you know, what their clubhouse dynamic and players that fit the dynamic, right? Mm-hmm. And this isn't an anti-Austin Hayes thing, who's the guy they got in the outfield. He had a home run last night. He had four runs batted in.
But it ain't. He only hit one opposed.
But, well, he hit three. One. Jazz Chisholm, right? For some people, didn't maybe fit the culture. Two home runs fits my culture, okay? And then the culture the Phillies have, which I do think is a good one. You know what should be part of that? Bryce Harper running hard.
Yeah.
Because he sets the temperature for the team.
Yeah, he's the tempo set.
And that doesn't work. Like, if you're in a slump, and Bryce Harper's in a slump, and he will come out of it, because I agree with Topper, these guys are better than this. But in a game, like last night felt like a playoff game. And playoff games are often determined by just an inch here, an inch there. Yankee center fielder made the catch. Bryce Harper didn't hustle down to first base. And it changed the game. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop in. We're live from the park today. Are you officially worried as the Phillies drop another series here? Four losses now just since the All-Star break. where they have had a 3-run lead in the game. That didn't happen in the first half of the year. Kyle, where are you? Kyle's back in the studio. Are you officially worried about the Phils?
I would say so. I'm not as worried as some. I know I've seen a lot of, like, the 10-1 Eagles, like, they're about to just totally collapse, or, like, 2007 Mets. I'm not there. I think this ultimately we'll look back on this and just be like, wow, that was just a really bad stretch of Phillies baseball. They're so much better than they're playing right now. I don't know if they're as great as they were at the beginning of the season. The only thing that's worrying me is, like, these are the warts that we all knew that the team had, or, like, the flaws that the team had, and it's what killed them in the NLCS last season. It's what a lot of people said they needed to address in the offseason. And, I mean, to be honest, they didn't. And I don't know if they necessarily addressed it at the trade deadline. I don't know if they could have addressed that at the trade deadline. Really, it comes down to the Stars going cold at the wrong time. And my biggest worry is that this, what we're seeing right now, is going to happen in October. So in terms of, like, am I worried about this season going completely down the tubes? I'm not. But I'm sort of bracing myself for this coming back and biting them again at the end of the season and this being their downfall. Like, I can't help but worry about that.
Yeah, well, we've seen it. I mean, they go hot, they go cold, and right now this is really cold. 215-592-9494. Are you officially worried? As the Phillies lose again last night, they try to avoid the sweep today. Hugh and I are at the park today, leading you right into the game. Liam is in Pennsville, up on the Midday Show. Hey, Liam.
Liam.
Hey, I'm not worried at all. I mean, in my opinion, I mean, maybe it's an old-school baseball thing, but maybe we need something to wake these guys up. Like, I saw Austin Hayes hit a home run, 3-run home run last night, and then he gets hit in his next at bat, and there's nothing said. I know Boehm showed a little fight last night, talking back to the pitcher, but maybe that's what Harper needs. I mean, Harper in the playoffs last year, somebody woke him up. Like, maybe we just need these big guys to get woken up by something.
So, like, what do you mean though? Like, you mean like
slap somebody across the lip?
You want to start a little brawl today, Liam?
Yeah, I mean.
Violent. Why are you being so violent, Liam, on a Wednesday?
If I'm Topper, I'm going out there trying to get tossed. I mean, do something to get these guys awake.
Yeah, managers do that sometimes to kind of spark the team. And Liam, it's not out of the realm of possibility, especially if, let's say, the strike zone today is off, and it has been a lot in recent weeks. And Liam, we appreciate the phone call. It wouldn't shock me if Topper goes out there and shows some emotion. I mean, sometimes it happens. Sometimes it's a little bit forced. I don't know what they need, but they need to wake up. And that's why I point to Harper last night. That's the kind of stuff that can't happen. Like, imagine the excitement today, Hugh, if Harper busts it out of the box and he's safe and they win the game on that play. It feels like the weight is lifted. They won the game. They took advantage of a Yankee mistake. Instead, and again, is it the reason they lost? No, but it could have been the reason they won if he busted it out of the box.
You're looking at it as a missed opportunity.
Yes, it was.
Basically, it's a missed opportunity. I think he realizes that. He's probably looking at the film. Like the one thing I think Bryce is, he's a gamer. And nobody wants to do as well as Bryce Harper wants to do. So I feel like, you know, they're going to look at that and they're going to come in and fight today. Yeah, they showed some fight yesterday.
They did. Well,
they showed some fight
they
yesterday.
They came back on the closer.
And it's funny because watching that game, and that was a lot of things that people said yesterday that they felt that they didn't do. They did that last night. Now they just need to finish it, man. It's one of those things where you just need one. Just one play. One moment can spark and turn this thing around.
Yeah, well, I agree with you. They did show fight last night. You know what concerns me about them? Just the personality of the team. They're very roller coastery, Hugh. Their emotions, like even the playoffs last year, You know, when they were hot, they wrote it right. It was like, and then they go ice cold. And I think their emotions go the same way. When things are going well, they're all happy, culture, chemistry, all that kind of stuff. And then they're not, and they're dropping their heads. Bryce wears his emotion on his sleeve. He'll drop his head. Trey looks very frustrated right now, dropping his head.
Yeah.
Boehm always wears his emotions on his sleeve. And I appreciate that to an extent because I know they care. But, Hugh, Schwarber's, I think of all of them, Schwarber's the most even-keeled.
He's the same all the time.
Yeah, but I wish the other guys, especially the Stars, could find that because that feels like a thing that hits them sometimes. Will in the Northeast. Hey, Will.
Gentlemen, how y'all doing this morning?
Hey, Will. What's up, buddy?
I'm not really worried, but, you know, I would have that meeting. Because sometimes you got to remind these players. As an owner, I invested in a World Series. This is not no game. Like, we already know what we went through last season. So now I didn't invest in it. I gave everybody what they asked for. Now I need y'all to give me what I asked for, a World Series. Let's, whatever it is, let's talk about it and get back on track. And let's start having fun out there again. In the beginning of the season, we was having fun. We was all, you know, in together. But now it's just like a little bit of separation somewhere. You know what I mean? So let's get back down to business and understand what I paid you guys for and what we're here for this season, to win the World Series. So get back on track and let's do this.
Yeah, they look, Will, they look tight. In big moments, they look tighter. In the beginning of the season, it felt like they just thought a good thing would happen. And now it's almost like what bad is going to happen in these games?
You know what? You know what? And that you brought that up. It just seemed like it's more pressure on them. And if I'm a GM, I'm like, it's no pressure. Play ball. Understand, like, we had all of them. We had two times where the bases was loaded. All we need is a hit. We don't need a home run.
Yep.
Let's stop thinking about the home run and just get a hit, a sacrifice hit, so we can bring the next person home. Like, look at how the board is set up. And then capitalize off of it.
That's well, to your point, Will, the Yankees played better situational baseball in extra innings last night. They moved the runner up to back-to-back innings. One was a fly ball to righting, one was a grounder, but they got that runner to third. The Phillies didn't do that as well.
Yeah, I know. And we got to start, we got to start looking at the board, man. Read the board and capitalize, man. But like I said, it's no worries, but I think they do need to have a sit-down and understand what we're here for this season. It's now or never. You gotta really drill that in their head. It's now or never. We ain't got no more time to play around. We've been here twice, and let's capitalize on this third time.
It's time. No, it is time. And Will, we appreciate the phone call. Yeah, Hugh, I don't know if the team meeting is needed.
No, it's team meetings. There's only so many team meetings you can have, man.
You gotta pull that lever so many times.
Yeah, it's like, come on, dog. You just gotta play better. Like I said, 1 through 5. You know, it's amazing. Like, we always talk about the nine-hole hitter. Rightfully so. I mean, like, all jokes aside, rightfully so, because he needs to contribute. But when I look at Johan Rojas, he's here, and he's on this team for moments like he had last night.
It was he helped.
Because think about it like this. His moments are few and far between, but they're moments nonetheless. Like, he has big plays in spurts. When you talk about the rest of those guys throughout the order, and Will brought up the money thing, your money line players ain't hit. 1 through 5, ain't nobody really doing a whole lot. That's the problem. That is the problem. You're getting contributions from those role players in the moments that you're supposed to get them from. Like, big moments where they come up and hey, all right, we haven't said his name in a little while. There it is, Rojas with the home run, with the scoring. So it's one of those things where your big money players got to come up and they got to step up, man.
Yeah, they do. And you know what? It reminded me a little bit of last October against the Diamondbacks. So last night, the Yankees walked Schwarber intentionally and Harper late in that game. I mean, it's the same thing as last year. Trey and Boehm have to get big hits in these moments. Yeah. These teams are going to say, you beat us. We know you guys are good, but
basically, yeah.
These guys are more dangerous. You guys have to beat us. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop in. We're live today at the Parks. This is Bank Park before the Phillies and the Yankees, the finale of this three-game set. Are you officially worried about this team after another series loss? Last night was frustrating. The Jazz Chisholm home run. He has murdered them the last two games. Unbelievable. After all the rumors that maybe the Phillies were not interested. And, of course, the Harper thing. He didn't run hard in ninth inning. Go if you don't see it live, go watch it. He didn't run hard out of the box on a play he may have been able to beat when the ball went off LeMahieu's glove. That frustrated me. I am officially worried because it feels like it's weighing on them right now. Your reaction, 215-592-9494. When we get back, your calls, and we'll assess the trade deadline for the Phillies. They did acquire a relief pitcher yesterday right at the buzzer. And traded one away.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
To that, what Dombrowski said and the fact they kept their top prospects, all that coming up. It's the Midday Show, live from Citizens Bank Park on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
And the pitch. Breaking ball, hit in the air. Down the right field line. That one's going to go as it is gone. Jazz Chisholm Jr. with his second straight multi-home run game. And a three-run home run here in the top of the seventh turns the game around for New York. It's 5-4.
Oh, no. Kyle hit us with the Titanic music. I wasn't ready for that. I mean, I'm worried, but are we taking on that much water?
Wait a minute.
That
already,
much water?
Already? Wait a minute.
It's July.
Yeah, it's too soon, Kyle. Too soon. What you doing, man?
I know. That one hit. That one did hit. All right, welcome back. Midday Show live today.
Turned it up.
From the Tabor Heart and Lung Center broadcast with Hugh Douglas, Joe Giulio. Are you officially worried about this Phillies team as they drop another series here, this one to the Yankees? It is our Twitter question, sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. 66% earlier in our poll today are officially, and that official word matters. Are you officially worried? Yes,
official.
66% officially worried about the Phillies. All right, so there wasn't just a game yesterday. We'll get to your reaction to the game, another loss yesterday in just a minute. Hugh, we also had the trade deadline. So we did our show up until 2, and it was quiet.
Shout out to McGurk's.
Oh, we had a great time there yesterday, and it was a great event. But the Phillies were quiet, and then I left, and then we all went home, right? The afternoon show finished their show, and then I was at the game last night. I got to the park, and I looked at my phone right at the deadline. Hugh, and the Phillies did make a couple moves. They add Tanner Banks, a left-handed relief pitcher from the Chicago White Sox, a name that's probably not a household name. But, Hugh, one thing he does really well is he gets out left-handed hitters at a great level. Now, he doesn't do well against righties, but he's kind of that lefty special. So he's in. And then they trade Gregory Soto to the Baltimore Orioles. So the Orioles just collecting all the Phillies pitchers they don't want anymore. I think that was a good transaction yesterday. I think Banks is more trustworthy and better than Soto, so I'm good with that. Like, I'm good with all the moves they made. They just didn't make a big move at the deadline.
Yeah, and you kind of figured that was going to be the case, because it felt to me, making a move yesterday, given what had just happened, you know, the Jazz Chisholm effect, I guess, the Jazz Chisholm experience, I guess that's what we'll call it.
I'm tired of this experience.
Yeah, it's wild, man. It would seem a little panicky. But I think that they had an idea. And you know what it told me? It told me by them not going out and get a bat, because that was something that we all talked about, is that they believe in the guys that they have, their whole core group of guys, even the guy that they just got, the guy they got on Friday.
Austin Hayes with the home run last night.
Yeah. But it's just, I mean, I'm not going to lie. I mean, in living in a vacuum doesn't compare to what Jazz Chisholm.
Well, he has four in two nights.
No, yeah, but you know, I mean – because at that point, before that happened, you know, we were like, you know, it's almost like, say, you're dating, like bad analogy time. And you
we haven't had one in a while.
You see two hot friends that are at the bar and everybody's hanging out.
I'm looking at a threesome.
And you know, as guys or gals, you have to make a choice of which one that, you know, you like. They're both attractive, but you have to make a choice which one you trying to, you know, hang out with. And the one you're hanging out with, they're cool, but you pick the other one. But the one that you didn't pick, she likes to dance on the dance floor. She gets a little loose. She's been drinking tequila shots, and she's on the table. She's on top of the tables dancing.
So Austin Hayes is nice.
Yes.
But Jazz is on the table.
But Jazz is on the he took a couple shots of tequila. He dancing all on the table.
Yeah, and I mean, come on. Tequila after watching. Yeah, I mean, that's what I need.
Hey, Kyle, you know, I mean, I kept it clean, but you know what I'm talking about.
You did walk right into that analogy. I didn't know where it was going to go.
Well, then now I have this imagery in my head of being at a club and, like, Jazz Chisholm's on the table.
Jazz Chisholm has gotten a couple shots in him, and now he dancing on the table.
Is that a stripper name?
I mean, it could be. Yeah, I mean, you know, when you think about it. I try to keep it PC most of the time, but I mean, you know.
Yeah,
I
land the plane on the.
You know what it's not? That kind of name? Austin Hayes.
No, yeah, it's not.
No, that's a different name. All right, Dave Dombrowski yesterday talking after the deadline about what the Phillies did. And in totality, they add Austin Hayes. They add Tanner Banks. They add, obviously, Carlos Estevez, who made his debut with the Phillies last night. So two relievers in this bullpen that weren't here a week ago. And Austin Hayes, who's, you know, going to play every day in the outfield, and he's been playing in left field since he got here. Here's Dombrowski on the trade deadline, and obviously not moving any of their best prospects.
We have some guys that we really didn't want to trade. I mean, there are our upper echelon of guys, and that's why I'm absolutely thrilled that we've made the moves we've made. And I know we gave up some talent, but we also have those guys in Caba and some other guys that we're extremely high on, and just feel like we really have a good ball club and our farm system continues to get better.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty clear, Hugh, that the player wasn't out there or the Phillies didn't want to give up those top guys.
That's what it feels like.
Todd Zielecki had written MLB.com that there had been some communication with the White Sox about Garrett Crochet, the lefty who wanted the contract extension to pitch in October, and the Phillies didn't want to give up either Adam Miller or Andrew Painter. So this is the route they took, and it all points back to their stars now. That's where this has to go to. There's no help coming. I mean, this is it. The trade deadline is passed. This is their team. 215-592-9494. Let's react to the loss last night. It was a good game, but it was just a frustrating ending. The Phillies had chances there. They blew the lead with the Jazz home run. And I'm just annoyed that Bryce Harper can't bust out of the box in the ninth inning. That is a play where if he busted out as soon as he hits the baseball, he could be safe at first base. It's probably really close. He could be safe. But the way he ran, he had no chance to be safe at first base. Tony's in Yardley up on WIP. Hey, Tony.
Good morning, gentlemen. First time, long time. How we doing?
Hey, we're good. How you doing today,
man? Appreciate it, Tony. What's up, buddy?
Good. So, yeah, I want to talk about, I'm not hitting the panic button yet. I think our bats are too good, 1 through 5, to be panicking. But what I do want to talk about is the effort of this team. So I was at game one of the Cleveland series, and them cats out there looked like they wanted no parts of playing baseball. To get those games, we're talking $300-$500, you know, with tickets, food, all that stuff. And what we deserve is some effort. And to see Bryce not busted down the first base last night just shows a lot about what's going on with this team. Everyone looks to Bryce and Schwarber for leadership, especially when they're going through stuff like they're going through now when all the bats are cold. And people notice that. The fans notice that. I'm sure all the players notice it. it's a bad sign. And we're supposed to be this vibe team, you know, when everything's good, we're doing the shimmy when we get a hit and vibes are good. Where are we at when things are bad? You know, it's, we're looking at Bryce and we're looking at Schwarber, and Bryce dogging it down the first base, I think it's just not a great look. I think it's something Topper needs to address, you know, not to the media, but to Bryce personally. I don't know if he is or isn't. But the other thing I wanted to mention, though, is this crumb bum that we got on third base. Our third base coach, Dusty, an absolute crumb bum. He has blown, he's the most conservative third base coach in the MLB and has blown countless games. I don't know what was going on with him and Boehm yesterday, if that was Dusty's fault, not sending him in the extra innings when Marsh hit a deep fly ball to center.
Yeah, and, Tony, that one was interesting because I was here, and my perspective, it's like, so Boehm ran off a second base at first, and then he sprinted back as if he was going to tag, and then he didn't. Now, Grisham has a good arm. I think it would have been a challenging play to make it on. It was weird. He almost didn't even realize he should tag up, and then he went back late and then decided not to go. That one was weird.
Yeah, it's again with the mental errors, right? I mean, back to the game one in Cleveland, they looked like the Bad News Bears out there. It looked like they didn't know how to play baseball. Bryce Harper in a rundown. I mean, come on. Hugh would have successfully gotten that guy out in that rundown. It just looks like their head's not in it. And I don't know if it's a coaching thing.
It is, yeah. It's a shot at your arm.
A little bit.
That ain't right.
That's all right. I mean, people are frustrated. Yeah,
that ain't right. I caught a stray. I caught a little bit.
That's my fault. Your first pitch was better than those young cats, though. That 14-year-old.
There we go. Hugh needs a self-esteem boost. Tony, man, good phone call. We appreciate it. So we've reached the portion of Philly's frustration where Dusty Wathan is now under the ire of people. Yeah,
it happens, man. It happens.
Third base coach is hearing it.
Like, who was the pitching coach a couple weeks ago? No, it's the hitting coach. Hidden coach got it. Caught it.
Will. I mean, yeah. So here's my thing with Bryce, and I see it with Turner, but Boehm always wears the most on his sleeves. They get too up and down. I mean, think about last October when things are flying high. They are. It's the best culture in baseball. Best clubhouse in baseball.
The vibes.
It's a party. The vibes. Where are the vibes when things go bad? And look, the Bryce thing last night. It's a symbol. These guys, and I think Schwarber is a little bit different because he's just kind of stoic. But Trey, Bryce, Boehm, they all have these moments where they hang their head when they're frustrating. And I don't like it. I mean, I think body language is a lot. And then I always think with body language, you follow the leader. Remember last year with Jalen? Jalen looked like he was miserable.
Yeah, and they look miserable. It trickles down, man. And you're right. You're right. And guys look to your leader. Like, the one thing that you never want to be ashamed into to doing something. You know what I mean? Like, if you're playing and one person's playing hard and everybody else isn't, and it's supposed to elevate the game of everybody else. Like I said, I'm not about to kill Bryce for that because I know what type of player Bryce is, and I think I know how much he cares. But you have to get back to the fundamentals, and you have to do those little things that you sometimes take for granted. This ain't the first time that we've talked about Bryce not hustling, but you know what the biggest difference is now from the last times that he didn't do it? Is they were winning. You know,
they were by far the best record.
See, it's one of those things as an athlete, as a professional athlete, you tend to forget those little things. You need to get back to those little things, man. And it's weird how it works because – if you do the little things right, then the big things fall into place. You know, we talked about the last couple of days how he just in certain at bats for him, he just missed.
Yep.
He just missed. You do those little things, man, I guarantee you those big things are going to come, and it's going to be like a weight lifted off your back.
So I always think when there's those hard hit balls to the infield and the runner and the batter doesn't bust it out of the box,
mm-hmm.
Q, I would say 98 or 99 out of 100 times the fielder just gets it. And you don't even notice the guy doesn't run because he just gets it. He steps on first, and
yeah,
it's over.
Yeah.
But one or two times, it bounces off his glove.
Something crazy happens.
And you have a moment like last night. And again, they lost the game for five different reasons last night, not just Bryce Harper. But I just feel like they look almost like it's weighing on them the last 5 weeks. And I don't know how they get out of it except just starting to win games. But it feels like it's weighing on them. I am officially worried about this team right now. Andrea is up next. Hey, Andrea.
Andrea.
Hi, how are you?
Good, hey, how are you?
I'm good, and I'm concerned. I was at the game Monday night, which I call the abomination at the bank. It was awful. And the thing that I just keep wondering about, and I think Hugh may have touched a little on it, is, you know, this whole I'm down, I can't get out of it. But aren't they paid to get out of it and to not get down? They're professionals. They're getting paid tens of millions of dollars to not be down, to be honest with you.
You know what, Andrea? Not to cut you off because you make a good point. A lot of people feel the way that you do, but I'm here to tell you, it's still the same. I mean, because you got to remember, this is a game that a lot of guys play for fun, for free, their whole life. And I know the money is a huge aspect for a lot of people, and I get that part, but the reality is you still get down and you still go into slumps. It happens to everybody. You know, we're talking about the simple fact that we're talking about the season that Jalen Hurts had last year. Now going into this camp, he looks better than he's ever looked before. So you have those moments where, regardless of how much money you're making, you're going to have slumps. You just have to remember, as a professional, just like you did when you was a person that was playing for free, you have to get back to those fundamentals. Every time that, you know, something went bad or you weren't playing well, every coach that I've ever had always said, go back to the fundamentals. Go back to your core values. Trigger word. Go back to your core values.
You're all core valued up.
Yeah, but that's basically what it is. Bryce Harper and those guys, they're no different. They're no different.
Yeah, but it's like, you know, I'm not a professional athlete, but I've worked jobs in the corporate world. And, like, you can't just go, oh, gosh, I don't feel it today or I'm feeling down today. I mean, it's part of your fiber to get yourself up and do the job, as you're saying.
Yeah,
you're saying,
I mean, and again, some days, like we talked about this the other day, Andrea, like some days you have it, some days you don't. But to your point,
yeah,
you got to figure it out. You have to do whatever it takes. If you got to drink an extra cup of coffee or whatever to get ready to go to do your job, that's what you have to do. I think they'll figure it out. It's just unfortunate that they've had tremendous highs this season. This is probably the worst it's ever been.
Yeah, it is.
For them.
Well, it is. And Andrew, we preached the phone call. I mean, it's the worst it's been for them, I would say, Hugh, since last May.
Yeah.
Right? Because they got hot in June last year. They kind of rode that. Obviously into October. We know they lost the playoffs. But, I mean, for an extended stretch, like a month or 3 weeks of bad baseball. We haven't seen this. And one of our callers mentioned the game last Friday against Cleveland. They were kicking the ball around. It felt like they made, you know, I don't know how many errors were actually given out by the scorekeeper, but it felt like three or four bad defensive plays. They're in a rut right now.
Yeah.
And the part that I hope they weren't hoping, like, Luis Robert was coming to save the day, because it's over now. Like, now, maybe actually it's good for them that there's not this specter of, there's some, you know, great player coming to help us. Like, this is it now. Like, whatever's in that room, the clubhouse, that's all they've got between now and October.
Yeah, and they're going to have to figure it out, man. I believe in this team. It's unfortunate that it happened now, especially when you talk about – I look at it like this. You come off that Dodgers series. Everybody's looking at this team like, oh.
That was the peak, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it did. All of a sudden, you play the A's. And for me, it's like, you know, it's the A's. It's coming off. You kind of felt like, as a player, you kind of felt, a former player, you kind of felt that there was an opportunity or a possibility that it was going to be a little bit of a letdown, because that game, like just like last night, felt like a playoffs game, felt like a playoff series. And you won that. You swept the Dodgers. Then you go into a little bit of a rut. And even I, in the series against the Guardians, the one thing that I heard, like, well, their bullpen is pretty good. They got some pretty good bullpen players. So you kind of figured that might be a little bit of a rough patch. Then you go through the other slumps that you went through, and now you have this series against the Yankees, who were reeling before they came to town. Now they look like, you know, they're breathing new life. It's just unfortunate that we are in this valley. But when you're in the valley, man, you just got to keep your faith and you just got to keep pushing through. But the fundamental things, you have to do those, Joe. You have to get back to the fundamentals.
Yeah, and they have – man, they could just use a win, and that's why. Like,
that's it. Just any. Just get one today.
Just get one.
Just one.
Because I just feel doubt is creeping in. As much confidence that I felt watching them, and I felt that they had confidence in themselves early, I sense doubt now. I sense doubt in them that I didn't see earlier in the season. They were so confident in April and May, and now it feels like they have a little doubt that they're actually as good as we thought they were. Chris in Middletown. What's up, Chris?
Happy hump day.
Happy hump day, Chris. What's up, buddy? What are you feeling?
Here's what I'm feeling. So, first of all, to the caller that called and blamed Dusty, man, we're reaching deep here. So, listen, Bone would have been out by a mile. There's no way he would have made that.
Christian has a really good arm. I mean, you saw it on the throw because I think the shortstop cut it. I mean, it was – I think he would have been out too.
Yeah, and to be fair to the caller, we're frustrated. So, I'm going to point the ire of blame where it should be blamed at. It's Jack Fritz. I told him not to be in that stadium 2 days ago because he's a jinx. He went. They got blown out game one. I said, thank God you're not going to be there tonight, yesterday. And what did he do? He went again. Jack Fritz is a jinx. I'm happy to hear, Joe, that you and Hugh will be there, even though Hugh's a brilliant Atlanta fan. But I'm glad that you guys are going to be there.
Fired.
So we are here. Hugh's in his Philly shirt. We're ready to go.
You guys are going to rebalance the universe out. And guys, listen. We talked about this yesterday. Do we want a batter or a pitcher? And I said this, and you guys, Joe, you've said the same thing because you're a really smart baseball guy. It's the guys we have. One through four last night, guys, they were 2 for 20, one RBI. Countless times came up in game-winning situations and failed to deliver. And, Joe, you're highlighting, you know, Harper not running out that ground ball. Let's also remember running out a ground ball late in a game because he wanted a bust. It also popped a hamstring, too, so we're kind of torn on that.
Yep.
But let's be fair. So I want to go on to something else here, too. So I want to give some credit to you here. Hayes, I really like this whole Hayes thing. They said during the game last night, too, which is an important point, if they moved the left field wall back in Camden Yards, which if they didn't do that this year, if it was the same as last year, he would have had 8 more home runs. So he would have been at 11 home runs as opposed to 3 as not an everyday player, which is spectacular. So it's
Chris, that's ironic that – so I was here last night, so I wasn't watching on TV. But when the home run was hit, my first thought was that's definitely not out at the new Camden Yards. And I just wondered to myself – like I was wondering how many home runs do the Phillies think he would have had if he played here all season? And like whatever the number is. Maybe it's 9, maybe it's 11. It's certainly more than 3.
8. It was 8 is what they said. They said the distance of fly balls that ended up being fly balls, there was 8 of them that would have been out in the bank. So, guys, that's what we have with him. That's why he is a great move, and Dave deserves credit for it. And one last thing I want to leave you guys with is at the end of the game, as far as the defensive alignment, how amazing was that? And I think that's a foreshadowing of what we're going to see at the end of games when we're trying to close it out. You had Hayes in left, Hughes Boy Rojas in center,
and Marsh in
Marsh
right.
In right field.
And that play he made at the wall
ridiculous.
Was a really nice play by Marsh.
Yes. Now, Cassie doesn't make that play. Cassie doesn't make some of those plays. I give him credit because he definitely gives you all of what he got out there, but he's not Marsh. And that was absolutely amazing. Guys, I'm not depressed today. I would have been. I would have been telling Kyle to sound the alarm. The reason why I'm not is because in the ninth inning, man, all of a sudden it seemed like the fight came back. The lights came back on. The heads came back up. That gave me cause for optimism. Tonight's going to be a telltale sign. If they continue to roll with that momentum and dominate today or get the win today, this could have been a turning point in it. But if they come out and lay flat again, guys, we're sounding the alarm.
Well, yes. I mean, they need a win today in the worst way. Chris, we appreciate it. Hugh, that was so last night it kind of happened by accident because they pinch ran Rojas for Castellanos, right? They needed speed.
Mm-hmm.
But then Rojas ended up staying in for Castellanos. In the past, they haven't taken Castellanos off the field for defense late in games in the playoffs. But I agree with Chris. Like, in the playoffs, if they're winning in the ninth inning, that should be the outfield. Hayes, Rojas, Marsh.
In the ninth inning.
They're winning, right? Ninth inning,
okay,
they're winning by a run or two. I know, like, they don't usually you take Castellanos off the field, but that's a really good defensive outfield when you need to hold the lead. And that, I mean, some of those plays that Marsh made in right, because all three of those guys used to be center fielders.
Yeah,
right?
And they got a lot of range.
A lot of range.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
I think they have – I mean, that's something they really – that they could do in October as long as Topper's willing to push that button. 215-592-9494. That is how you hopboard. Your reaction to last night, Phillies lose again. That was a gut-wrenching one because they had multiple chances to win that game late extra innings. Lots to react to. Obviously, the trade deadline, what the Phillies did, what they did not do. 215-592-9494. Plus, I want to get to something John Morosi said before the deadline, an area where the Phillies think they will get improvement as the season goes along. We'll discuss it next. We're live today from the DeBoer Heart and Lung Center broadcast booth at Citizens Bank Park on Sports Radio 94 WIP. And recently I visited my friend Dr. Rafi, the premier hair restoration specialist in the Delaware Valley, and I saw the cutting-edge surgical options he offers all genders, including the Artis IXI robotic FUE, the Neograft, and the non-surgical Almatet. Dr. Rafi will design a custom solution for you. So stop hiding your hair loss. Call Dr. Rafi now, 215-800-9100. That's 215-800-9100, and get your confidence back, or visit phillyhairmd.com. That's phillyhairmd.com.
It does appear to me that the Phillies are more complete than most other contenders, if that makes sense right now, because they've already made the move for Hayes, they've made the move for Carlos Estevez, and paid a significant price to do it. So I think for a lot of those reasons, the Phillies believe their best improvement will come from within. It was a bit of a slow month of July for some of their key lefty bats, whether it was Marsh or Stott or even Harper. You see Austin Hayes there. I think he's exactly what the Phillies wanted. Now they've got that pairing of Hayes plus Marsh.
Well, they do, and a big home run last night for Austin Hayes, but they need the big bats to come around. That's what John Morosi was saying before the deadline yesterday. Welcome back. Midday Show broadcasting live today from the DeBoer Heart and Lung Center broadcast booth leading up to the game. It's an early game, 12:35, first pitch day, so come say hi when you get in the park. We'll be doing leading off in a little bit as we get set for the game. Different kind of lineup today, so we'll get to that, including whether or not Rojas gets himself a start after last night.
This fingers segment, crossed.
Yeah, well, you know, he I think he earned one against the left today. We shall see. This segment sponsored by Matt Blatt Mitsubishi. Give Matt Blatt an at-bat as we discuss the Phillies after the deadline yesterday. Tanner Banks, the one move yesterday. He's in. Gregory Soto out. And a difficult loss last night. Lots of opportunities to win that game. I mean, lots. And the top of the order didn't deliver when they had the chances to in extra innings. Bohm had a hard hit to center field, but Grisham caught it. And the Phillies lose in 12. Let's go to Black Gritty, who's up next on WIP. Hey, Black Gritty.
Black Gritty.
Phew, what it do? Joey Bear, Quintet behind the glass.
You sound beat down, bro.
Oh, man, let me ask you a question. I sat there yesterday. I saw you out there with the family, Gilio. Were you wearing a Yankees t-shirt underneath that Phillies shirt?
I had my Phillies outfit on. You know I did, Black Gritty.
Hey, lie detector test coming tomorrow, brother. I'm just prepping
you. Oh, I'm ready for it, buddy. What are you thinking?
I'm thinking that I want fundamental baseball. I just want people to know how to play baseball. Like, when I watch the Yankees in extra innings move their player on that first at bat to get that out to move him to third, I'm thinking to myself, why don't we ever do that? When I'm looking at a giant that's like Aaron Judge and the fear is in your heart, like, sometimes just walk him. Like, I just want some kind of strategy. And when I watch games like that, that makes me feel like in the postseason where Topper the Calm does absolutely nothing to help the team. And I'm not putting this on Topper, honestly, because all these guys get paid way too much money. They're not helping themselves out. But now I'm getting to the point where I'm mad at everybody and every single thing, and it's ridiculous. I love Chris Middleton. That is a great human being and a great individual. I wish I could have his positivity. But guess what? Five straight series losses, one win today in the middle of the day is not going to make me feel that much better when we got our teeth kicked in. Basically in a game last night where you had to win that game and you had it in your hands and Bryce doesn't run out. Thank you for choosing me, but bro, run it out. The fundamentals and OT. You just win these games and get yourself back on track. And then Dombrowski, guess what? You went there, you bargained basement shop, and you told me these are the dudes you've been wanting to date for the last 5 years. Then they better show up at the postseason. Something better be different. Because the last 3 years, getting to where we get and then going cold in this exact same frame rate makes everybody shake and shiver in their boots. And yes, you, Douglas, I'm a little bit sad inside because I've seen it before. And I'm ready for Red October. But I also would have loved to have somebody with a little bit more credibility in that clubhouse to shake up the vibes. Maybe the vibes need to shake up. Okay, I know we love the vibes, but shake up the vibes. Get somebody there with a new kind. Let me go down there and bite some ankles, okay? Do something different to shake up these vibes and make some changes. Lord Jiminy Christmas, we got to get back to winning games. I talked to you guys. I'm just really upset.
You got it, Black Gritty. We got you. We feel it, man, and we feel it. And listen, in terms of what they did, it's interesting. I was listening to went on the national podcast, baseball podcast today, and they were giving the Phillies credit, saying Hayes is a good player, and Estevez was maybe one of the two best relievers traded. We're in this I think people on the outside view it like they're not looking at the last 5 weeks. They're looking at the record. They're top, you know, you mentioned earlier, they're still tied for the best record, and they added a left fielder, and they added a closer. But we're like, wait a second. It's been a month and a half of blah.
Yeah.
And they didn't add a superstar. They added, I mean, Estevez is a good reliever. He made his debut last night for the Phillies, pitched the ninth inning. But they didn't add anything huge. So I think some people are like, that wasn't enough. The bottom line is it's they're going back to saying Schwarber, Trey, Harper, Bo.
Those are your guys.
Nola, Wheeler, you got to win it for us.
Yeah, those are your guys. They made, I guess, for lack of a better way of saying it, fringe moves.
Yeah.
Where they improved the team, but they let you know that the core guys, they believe in the core guys. And you know what the unfortunate thing about it is when they talk about the pitch was the hitter that we got from the Orioles?
Austin Hayes.
When we got Hayes from the Orioles. You know what the unfortunate thing about that is the timing of Jazz Chisholm coming to town, because we live in a vacuum. Like I said earlier, we see that here's a name that has been bantered around for a while. Here's a name that has been tied to the Phillies that we said didn't fit the culture. And then he comes to town and he just goes bananas. And he just got there, had one of the best starts as a Yankee that you could have in a three game series. So it's one of those things where when we see that as fans, and we look at the name that we could have had, that's what everybody's thinking today. Mm-hmm. That's why I would venture to say that's why most people are frustrated, is because they look at that, and every time he was at bat, they was like, damn, we could have had that guy.
Well, and you know what's interesting about it? And Kyle, like, you think about the Hayes thing, right? And we thought it was a platoon, but now he's going to play every day. And, and so far, he had a home run last night. That's great. But, like, the Phillies could have had Hayes and Jazz Chisholm.
Yeah.
Right? They could have traded for Hayes to play left field with Marsh, and then Chisholm could have been the same. Like, they could have done more. I'm not saying they didn't do anything. They did. They improved, you know, a platoon, an out. They got a better outfielder. They got a good closer, a reliever, and I think Banks is an upgrade over Soto. But they could have done more. That's obvious.
And hearing Dave talk about how they didn't want to give up some of the top prospects, it does make me wonder if that is what scared them off of taking one of those big swings on Robert, if they were in discussions about bringing in Luis Robert, and it turned out that they wanted, you know, one of those two top guys, or, you know, maybe they came up in the discussions for Jazz Chisholm. But we did hear that the Phillies weren't interested in Chisholm because of the clubhouse fit. Like, where's the clubhouse vibes right now? Like, can anybody tell me what the vibes are like in the clubhouse now, and if they matter? Like, I don't know. It does bother me if that's the reason that they didn't go after them. But, you know, I mean, I guess we're just kind of have to deal with this Austin Hayes, Brandon Marsh, Rojas platoon.
And that's what it is. It's like a three-person for two spots, and they're going to – I mean, I imagine most of the playing time goes to Marsh and Hayes. We shall see. Ron and Mock goes up. What's up, Ron?
Good morning.
Ron, how we feeling?
Well, you know what? Thanks for asking. I feel a lot better today. Okay, July's been just – too stressful with this trade stuff going on. I'm glad it's over, you know, and I think they're going to be fine, Joe. I, you know, are they going to win the World Series? I don't know, you know, but they're going to come out of this and they're going to make a race of it, you know, but, you know, I mean, how much further can they go, Joe, than they've already gone? They're so top heavy with these contracts. You know, you got some good stuff in the minor leagues. I mean, you know, what are you going to do?
They could have done more. I mean, they chose – this is what they chose to stop. But they could have done more. They could have traded for Jazz Chisholm.
Well, you know what? What were they asking for him? I'm just curious.
I don't know what they asked from the Phillies.
We don't know. But I guarantee
Here's what I do know. I do know this. I saw the story this morning. The Yankees surrendered their 19th and 20th prospects for Chisholm. So it wasn't like they paid an arm and a leg. And he's a good player.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. But I'm just glad that the trade deadline's over, and you know, and we can get back to business. Everybody, that the players themselves, they just need to decompress, and they just need to calm down and get their heads back in order, because you know they got to put some professional at bats together. I mean, it's crazy how they all just kind of go all at once. You know what I mean? That's the scariest thing about this team, is that when they go down, man, they go down. You know, up from 1 to 9. I mean, it's just, this is ugly.
you know, so there's nowhere to go but up now. You know what I mean?
Well, you think back to the postseason last year, Ron. Remember when they were all hot, they were hitting home runs left and right. I mean, it was just bombs away, and then they just go cold.
Well, let's call it what it really is. They go cold. It's not cold. They choked. Okay? There's a difference between cold and choking. You know, when the bright lights get brighter, you know, they shrivel up, man. They do, and they got to get. I thought that we were over that. You know what I mean? Where everybody just fell apart because that's their MO for years. You know what I mean? I thought they got out of that, but it's still there. You can see it. And Bryce Harper, we need a leader in that dugout, man. You know, I just don't see a leader. Maybe Teletubby. You know, but I don't know who's the leader.
Schwarber. Schwarber's the leader.
On,
I mean,
man.
Come on, you know that.
I love your analogies. I wait all day for that. Your analogies.
No, I'm just like
I really do.
Teletubbies was so strong.
So you like the jazz analogy about a half hour ago?
Oh yeah, yeah. I just follow you right down the path. He just takes me right down. I don't know where I'm going. But he takes me there.
None of us know, Ron. We appreciate it. We don't know where we're going. But in the end, you kind of understand where he was trying to go.
No, I'm just saying, you know, jazz on the table. You know, jazz on the table taking shots. And Hayes reading you Bible scriptures at
the
club.
He did a three-run home run last night.
No, I'm just saying. He quoting recipes. How about that?
Okay.
He quoting recipes. And jazz getting the party started.
It is your analogy is particularly funny because just like their look and their personality, they couldn't be any more different.
No, they're different. Yeah. They're different. But you made the choice. You made the choice, and now you live with it. Now, in the long run, the Bible scriptures and the recipes might work out better for you.
Hayes might be a great filling.
You know what I'm saying? Because the individual that's doing, man or woman, doing the tequila shots on the table, that might not be a long-term solution.
I would say tequila shots on the table is not a long-term
solution.
No, it's
not. You know what I'm saying? It's just not. So, yeah, you probably made the right choice.
Let's go to Mark up next on WIP. What's up, Mark? Mark, you there, buddy? All right, put Mark on hold here. Bruce, who's up next? Hey, Bruce.
What's up, buddy? Good morning, gentlemen. Good morning. How are you?
Hey, Bruce.
How are
you? Bruce, we've been better. I mean, things are not going well right now. You worried?
I'm worried. I'm pissed. I'm telling you, I'm just so hot right now. You know, well, let me just start off with Dombrowski. I'm glad that Dombrowski did exactly what he did because, you know, he basically sent a message to the big bats and the players is that, look, you're not going to get any more assistance from me. You need to do your freaking jobs, okay? And they're not doing their damn jobs. That's the reason why I'm mad as hell right now. And like one of the things that you said earlier, it just brings back old memories of why, you know, they crashed and burned the last 2 years in the playoffs. It seems like the, you know, batters. I don't know. Schwarber is probably one of those. Like you said, he's kind of in his own world. But the rest of the four players, they wear their emotions on their sleeves. And you know, I look at their situational batting. You know, when the pitch count is, let's say, for example, 2-1, and all three of them, or sometimes even four of them, are guilty of that, they'll take a swing at a pitch and instead of just holding off on the pitch, you know, make the pitcher throw the strike on some of those counts.
Yeah, they get over aggressive. When they are in a tough spot, they tend to expand the zone, especially Turner. We know Castellanos does it, but Turner,
right?
He did it a lot last night. He was swinging at pitches that he shouldn't swing at.
And Harper too. He does the same. He does the same thing. Is that, you know, you need to get back to what you were doing in the first half. Is that they were playing more small ball. Let the game come to them, but they're pressing, and all of them are doing it at the same time. And the rest of the batting order, you know, it's like the bottom of the batting order is at least trying, and they're producing. But the bottom line is that if these guys and they're doing it all at once, if they don't get their heads and pull their heads out of it, but like the military says, the four point of contact. You know what? I'm at a point where now, you know, all this stuff about World Series talk. I'm just going to reserve my feelings for the playoffs and just see because right now while they're running the gauntlet of these better teams, they're simply coming up short. The pitching is doing what they're supposed to be doing, but those guys are not doing their damn jobs.
And that's what's really pissing me off right now.
Bruce, I feel – and you mentioned the gauntlet. Bruce, we appreciate it. I mean, Hugh, look, they're still in great shape. Their record.
Yeah.
They still have a good big lead in the
division. And we knew this was going to be a tough stretch.
But they need some wins so they don't feel like they're drowning here. Because the schedule's not getting any easier. So they have this game today. Mm-hmm. They fly to Seattle. They have a long West Coast trip. Seattle, Arizona, Dodgers, all playoff – Dodgers obviously are really good. But, like, Seattle and Arizona are playoff kind of teams. So – I think the next time this eases up is about 2 weeks from now. They come home for Miami, and that's when I think Miami and Washington are here about 2 weeks from now. Mm-hmm. That's when the schedule eases back up. But the next 2 weeks are really challenging. I just don't want it to snowball on them, and then we start with the team meetings, and then we start with what's wrong with the Phillies. They just need to win a series. So, you know, win a game today and then win a series.
It starts with one, man. And I think, you know what, to be honest, like sometimes going on the road might be good for you. You know, it might be good for you in this situation. You know, you being at home has been tough, especially in this series, man. Like, as I look around, it's a lot of Yankee fans.
Yeah, man. Well, it was loud. At least last night had back and forth. They were cheering for them, but there was a lot of Phillies cheers, too. The first night was just crazy.
Yeah, it's a lot of Yankee fans here. So, yeah, but it's one of those things, man, where get back to the fundamentals. I wholeheartedly believe in that. And I believe in this team, and I believe that's the biggest thing. The small things. You got to get back to doing the small things right.
Let's go to Scott in Newtown. Hey, Scott.
Yo, guys. Good show as always.
Thank you, Scott. What are you feeling?
Oh, man. Not yesterday's game, but the game before was just like the most freaking disgusting thing in the world. And that was like during the summer, I kind of chill out with the Phillies. I watch them. I listen every day. But I don't get too emotionally invested until, you know, I guess halfway through August I'll start feeling it. But I was so up for this series, and it was such a letdown. Ugh. And then last night's game, at least I felt like we had some hope. It seems like, you know, like I think there is such a thing. It's like these guys are trying. It's just like Harper had so many opportunities last night, and he definitely is like maybe there is such a thing as trying too hard. Because like the one at bat, did you see he took his time out before he even got his first pitch? Like it just tells me like he's just so in his head, you know. So I don't think it's a lack of effort and, you know, the running it out. Man, like, I watched the play. I didn't think twice about it, so I'm not going to kill him for that.
Yeah, I want to make it clear. I don't think he dogged it. I just think when he hit the ball, his first assumption was it was going to be an easy out, and then he started running hard when he realized, like, oh, it got off his glove. But by then, you know, he lost that 1 second there, Scott, and that changed the chance to be safe.
Yeah, and I mean, truthfully, I'm more frustrated with just so many opportunities he had with guys on base. You know, it's just like, damn, man, put it together. But, like, halfway through the game, I was thinking, all right, this is going to be such a big win. I think we get this win, we get the mojo going, everything starts feeling good. So it was just, dude, and when extra innings hit, I knew the Yankees were going to win. It's just like they bat different than us. They just move runners. It just feels like they do something a little bit different. Like, so I'm like, as much as I'm frustrated with the Phillies right now, I feel like it will turn around. I mean, like, they've done it, so they're going to do it again.
Will. And look, Harper and Turner are not going to hit like this, you know, for the rest of the season, right? They're too good. I mean, they'll hit more than this. So, yeah, they'll start scoring more. It's just hopefully it happens soon so this doesn't weigh on them because it just feels like it's weighing on all of them.
Absolutely, man. You see it on their face. Like, each one of them are, like, really reaching, man. They're, like, they're just stressed, you know? You could tell. Before you let me go, I had a quick question for Hugh. I want to know his thoughts on this. Hugh, man, I always appreciate what you say. I think you're one of the best on the radio. Joe, you're awesome, too. But something about Hugh, man, he just you're awesome, Hugh. But so I'm going to give him
Thanks a lot, Kyle. Keep putting it in perspective for everybody. We appreciate that. Never let me get too high, Kyle. Never. Never let me get outside of my place. Keep me grounded. Thank you.
Hugh, I just – every time you – I don't know, man. I normally agree with what you're saying. So whatever – this year, I'd like to get a new Eagles jersey. I'm going to go with a Kelly green. I see some Jordans I want. They're going to match the Kelly green. My question for you, do you think it's corny to get a LeGarrette Blount Kelly green jersey?
I don't think so. I mean, he played here, didn't he?
He won the Super Bowl.
I mean, he played for the Super Bowl year. So
no, I mean, I was saying, I was being sarcastic. But, I don't think so. Listen, man, let me tell you. I saw a guy last night. Who was the jersey had? Juan Soto? No. Taijuan Walker.
Taiwan. Yeah. You know who that was? That was Joe from the Northeast.
Yeah, Joe. Shout out to Joe because Joe told me that yesterday. He had a Taijuan Walker jersey on. The only one that I've ever seen in life.
And it was a City Connect.
And
he
it
just
was
got
a
it.
City Connect, and he just got it. Dude, do what makes you happy.
Yeah, man, that's all right. That's my role. And one last thing, Hugh. I know I was born without a sense of smell, okay? So, like, when I hear about your lavender oil, say again?
Are you serious?
Yeah, so, like, I just, it's called anosmia. So I just never had any smell my whole life. But, like, my taste is, like, half a taste, you know? Like, a lot of things just all taste the same to me.
Okay.
But, so when you were talking about that lavender oil that you used to wear and stuff, made me laugh, man, because, like, my one thing in life, like, before dates and stuff, I would always use a lavender spray and just, like, spray it around. And,
Man, I kill him with the lavender, though.
Dude, I'm telling you, like, my first date with my wife, when she came over, I sprayed, you know, just sprayed some lavender, and, you know, now I'm married to her and all, so everything worked out good.
See, the lavender worked for you. It ain't worked for me yet. But I do get compliments on my smells.
It's a relaxing thing.
But I just ain't, closed the deal.
Got a wife off.
Yeah, you know, man, I ain't closed the deal yet, though. But it's working. I get
a
some compliments.
And you got to cook a little bit too. You know what I mean? You mix the both together, yeah. And you're all good. Hey guys,
I ain't sharing no
work
food.
Work on that. Though. No, you got to share the food.
Man, I ain't sharing.
You got to share food, Scott.
Little,
man, good phone call. Yeah, go for the jersey. Yeah, I mean, look, if a player was on the Eagles Super Bowl team, it's hard to go wrong with it. If you like the player,
yeah. And you know what? You know what the beautiful thing about Philly is that you see a lot of jerseys from guys that probably didn't even play in this era, but the people wear them because that's their guy. They have a connection to that person. So, man, do what you like to do. It's a lot of Yankee fans here today.
There's a lot. I mean, it was a lot last night. At least last night, again, was back and forth, right? The Phillies had a lot of moments where everyone was up. But there's a lot. You know what we need? Again, they got it yesterday, but they need a lead because the lead calms the road people down, right?
Yeah, it does.
A lead and hold the lead this time. You know what I was thinking about last night? Last night really was the blueprint to what the playoffs look like. It just didn't work, right? The Alvarado got one out, but then they went Strom. I think the plan was Strom, Hoffman.
The strategy was sound.
And then Estevez.
Yeah, it was just unfortunate. Yeah, unfortunate.
Unfortunately, Jazz Chisholm at the home run, then in that game just turned there.
Jazz Chisholm.
Can we get that guy out today, please?
Yes. Like, early? Can we take away his mojo?
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon. And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hair loss. Call Dr. Ruffy now. 215-800-9100. That's 215-800-9100. And get your confidence back or visit phillyhairmd.com. That's phillyhairmd.com.
Better. Does appear to me that the Phillies are more complete than most other contenders, if that makes sense right now, because they've already made the move for Hayes, they've made the move for Carlos Estevez, and paid a significant price to do it. So I think for a lot of those reasons, the Phillies believe their best improvement will come from within. It was a bit of a slow month of July for some of their key lefty bats, whether it was Marsh or Stott or even Harper. You see Austin Hayes there. I think he's exactly what the Phillies wanted. Now they've got that pairing of Hayes plus Marsh.
Well, they do, and a big home run last night for Austin Hayes, but they need the big bats to come around. That's what John Morosi was saying before the deadline yesterday. Welcome back, Midday Show, broadcasting live today from the DeBoer Heart and Lung Center, broadcast with leading up to the game. It's an early game, 12:35, first pitch day, so come say hi when you get in the park. We'll be doing leading off in a little bit as we get set for the game. Different kind of lineup today, so we'll get to that, including whether or not Rojas gets himself a start after last night.
This fingers segment, crossed.
Yeah, well, you know, he I think he earned one against the left today. We shall see. This segment sponsored by Matt Blatt Mitsubishi. Give Matt Blatt an at-bat as we discuss the Phillies after the deadline yesterday. Tanner Banks, the one move yesterday. He's in. Gregory Soto out. And a difficult loss last night. Lots of opportunities to win that game. I mean, lots. And the top of the order didn't deliver when they had the chances to in extra innings. Bohm had a hard hit to center field, but Grisham caught it. And the Phillies lose in 12. Let's go to Black Gritty, who's up next on WIP. Hey, Black Gritty.
Black Gritty.
Phew, what it do? Joey Bear, Quintet behind the glass.
You sound beat down, bro.
Oh, man, let me ask you a question. I sat there yesterday. I saw you out there with the family, Gilio. Were you wearing a Yankees T-shirt underneath that Phillies shirt?
I had my Phillies outfit on. You know I did, Black Gritty.
Hey, line of check and test coming tomorrow, brother. I'm just prepping
you. Oh, I'm ready for it, buddy. What do you think?
I'm thinking that I want fundamental baseball. I just want people to know how to play baseball. Like, when I watch the Yankees in extra innings move their player on that first at bat to get that out to move him to third, I'm thinking to myself, why don't we ever do that? When I'm looking at a giant that's like Aaron Judge and the fear is in your heart, like sometimes just walk him. Like I just want some kind of strategy. And when I watch games like that, that makes me feel like in the postseason where Topper the Com does absolutely nothing to help the team. And I'm not putting this on Topper, honestly, because all these guys get paid way too much money. They're not helping themselves out. But now I'm getting to the point where I'm mad at everybody and every single thing, and it's ridiculous. I love Chris Middleton. That is a great human being and a great individual. I wish I could have his positivity. But guess what? Five straight series losses, one win today in the middle of the day is not going to make me feel that much better when we got our teeth kicked in. Basically in a game last night where you had to win that game and you had it in your hands and Bryce doesn't run out. Thank you for choosing me, but bro, run it out. The fundamentals and OT. You just win these games and get yourself back on track. And then Dombrowski, guess what? You went there, you bargain basement shop, and you told me these are the dudes you've been wanting to date for the last 5 years. Then they better show up at the postseason. Something better be different. Because the last 3 years, getting to where we get and then going cold in this exact same frame rate makes everybody shake and shiver in their boots. And yes, Hugh Douglas, I'm a little bit sad inside because I've seen it before. And I'm ready for Red October. But I also would have loved to have somebody with a little bit more credibility in that clubhouse to shake up the vibes. Maybe the vibes need to shake up. Okay, I know we love the vibes, but shake up the vibes. Get somebody there with a new kind. Let me go down there and bite some ankles, okay? Do something different to shake up these vibes and make some changes. Lord Jiminy Christmas, we got to get back to winning games. I talked to you guys. I'm just really upset.
You got it, Black Gritty. We got you. We feel it, man, and we feel it. And listen, in terms of what they did, it's interesting. I was listening to one of the national podcasts, baseball podcasts today, and they were giving the Phillies credit, saying Hayes is a good player, and Estevez was maybe one of the two best relievers traded. We're in this vat. I think people on the outside view it, like they're not looking at the last 5 weeks. They're looking at the record. They're top, you know, you mentioned earlier, they're still tied for the best record, and they added a left fielder, and they added a closer. But we're like, wait a second. It's been a month and a half of blah.
Yeah.
And they didn't add a superstar. They added, I mean, Estevez is a good reliever. He made his debut last night for the Phillies, pitched the ninth inning. But they didn't add anything huge. So I think some people are like, that wasn't enough. The bottom line is, it's they're going back to saying Schwarber, Trey, Harper, Bo.
Those are your guys.
Nola, Wheeler, you got to win it for us.
Yeah, those are your guys. They made, I guess, for lack of a better way of saying it, fringe moves.
Yeah.
Where they improved the team, but they let you know that the core guys, they believe in the core guys. And you know what the unfortunate thing about it is, when they talk about the pitch was the hitter that we got from the Orioles?
Austin Hayes.
When we got Hayes from the Orioles. You know what the unfortunate thing about that is? The timing of Jazz Chisholm coming to town. Because we live in a vacuum, like I said earlier. We see that. Here's a name that has been bantered around for a while. Here's a name that has been tied to the Phillies that we said didn't fit the culture. And then he comes to town, and he just goes bananas. And he just got there. Had one of the best starts as a Yankee that you could have in a three-game series. So it's one of those things where when we see that as fans – and we look at the name that we could have had, that's what everybody's thinking today. Mm-hmm. That's why I would venture to say that's why most people are frustrated, is because they look at that, and every time he was at bat, they was like, damn, we could have had that guy.
Well, and you know what's interesting about it? And Kyle, like, you think about the Hayes thing, right? And we thought it was a platoon, but now he's going to play every day. And, mm-hmm. and so far, he had a home run last night. That's great. But, like, the Phillies could have had Hayes and Jazz Chisholm.
Yeah.
Right? They could have traded for Hayes to play left field with Marsh, and then Chisholm could have been the set. Like, they could have done more. I'm not saying they didn't do anything. They did. They improved, you know, a platoon, an out. They got a better outfielder. They got a good closer, a reliever, and I think Banks is an upgrade over Soto. But they could have done more. That's obvious.
And hearing Dave talk about how they didn't want to give up some of the top prospects, it does make me wonder if that is what scared them off of taking one of those big swings on a Robert, if they were in discussions about bringing in Luis Robert, and it turned out that they wanted, you know, one of those two top guys, or, you know, maybe they came up in the discussions for Jazz Chisholm. But we did hear that the Phillies weren't interested in Chisholm because of the clubhouse fit. Like, where's the clubhouse vibes right now? Like, can anybody tell me what the vibes are like in the clubhouse now, and if they matter? Like, I don't know. It does bother me if that's the reason that they didn't go after them. But, you know, I mean, I guess we're just kind of have to deal with this Austin Hayes, Brandon Marsh, Rojas platoon.
And that's what it is. It's like a three-person for two spots, and they're going to – I mean, I imagine most of the playing time goes to Marsh and Hayes. We shall see. Ron and Mock goes up. What's up, Ron?
Good morning.
Ron, how we feeling?
Well, you know what? Thanks for asking. I feel a lot better today. Okay, July's been just – too stressful with this trade stuff going on. I'm glad it's over, you know, and I think they're going to be fine, Joe. I, you know, are they going to win the World Series? I don't know, you know, but they're going to come out of this and they're going to make a race of it, you know. But you know, I mean, how much further can they go, Joe, than they've already gone? They're so top heavy with these contracts, you know. You got some good stuff in the minor leagues. I mean, you know, what are you going to do?
They could have done more. I mean, they chose – this is what they chose to stop. But they could have done more. They could have traded for Jazz Chisholm.
Well, you know what? What were they asking for him? I'm just curious. What were
I don't know what they asked from the Phillies.
We don't know. But I guarantee
Here's what I do know. I do know this. I saw the story this morning. The Yankees surrendered their 19th and 20th prospects for Chisholm. So it wasn't like they paid an arm and a leg. And he's a good player.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. But I'm just glad that the trade deadline's over, and you know, and we can get back to business. Everybody, the players themselves, they just need to decompress, and they just need to calm down and get their heads back in order, because you know they got to put some professional at bats together. I mean, it's crazy how they all just kind of go all at once. You know, I mean, that's the scariest thing about this team, is that when they go down, man, they go down. You know, up from 1 to 9. I mean, this is ugly. You know, so there's nowhere to go but up now. You know what I mean?
Well, you think back to the postseason last year, Ron. Remember when they were all hot? They were hitting home runs left and right. I mean, it was just bombs away, and then they just all go cold.
Well, let's call it what it really is. They go cold. It's not cold. They choked. Okay, there's a difference between cold and choking.
You know, when the bright lights get brighter, you know, they shrivel up, man. They do, and I thought that we were over that. You know what I mean? Where everybody just fell apart because that's their MO for years. You know what I mean? I thought they got out of that, but it's still there. You can see it. And Bryce Harper, we need a leader in that dugout, man. You know, I just don't see a leader. Maybe Teletubby, you know, but I don't know who's the leader.
Schwarber. Schwarber's the leader. Come on. You know that.
I love your analogies. I wait all day for that. Your analogies.
No, I'm just like
I really do.
Teletubbies was so strong.
So you like the jazz analogy about a half hour ago?
Oh yeah, yeah. I just follow you right down the path. He just takes me right down. I don't know where I'm going, but he takes me there.
None of us know, Ron. We appreciate it. We don't know where we're going, but in the end, you kind of understand where he was
trying
to go.
No, I'm just saying. You know, jazz on the table. You know, jazz on the table taking shots. And Hayes reading you Bible scriptures at the club.
He did a 3-run home run last night.
No, I'm just saying. Okay, he quoting recipes. How about that?
Okay.
He quoting recipes. And Jazz getting the party started.
It is. Your analogy is particularly funny because just like their look and their personality, they couldn't be any more different.
No, they're different. Yeah. They're different. But you made the choice. You made the choice, and now you live with it. Now, in the long run, the Bible scriptures and the recipes might work out better for you.
Hayes might be a great filling.
You know what I'm saying? Because the individual that's doing, man or woman, doing the tequila shots on the table, that might not be a long-term solution.
I would say tequila shots on the table is not a long-term
solution. No, it's not. You know what I'm saying? It's just not. So, yeah, you probably made the right choice.
Let's go to Mark up next on WIP. What's up, Mark? Mark, you there, buddy? All right, put Mark on hold here. Bruce, who's up next? Hey, Bruce.
What's a lot of Yankee fans here, man? Good morning, gentlemen. Good morning. How are you?
Hey, Bruce.
How
are you? Bruce, we've been better. I mean, things are not going well right now. You worried?
I'm worried. I'm pissed. I'm telling you, I'm just so hot right now. You know, and let me just start off with Dombrowski. I'm glad that Dombrowski did exactly what he did because, you know, he basically sent a message to the big bats and the players is that, look, you're not going to get any more assistance from me. You need to do your freaking jobs, okay? And they're not doing their damn jobs. That's the reason why I'm mad as hell right now. And like one of the things that you said earlier, it just brings back old memories of why, you know, they crashed and burned the last 2 years in the playoffs. It seems like the, you know, batters, I don't know, Schwarber is probably one of those, like you said, he's kind of in his own world, but the rest of the four players, they wear their emotions on their sleeves. And you know, I look at this situational batting. You know, when the pitch count is, let's say for example, 2-1, and all three of them, or sometimes even four of them, are guilty of that, they'll take a swing at a pitch and instead of just holding off on the pitch. You know, make the pitcher throw the strike on some of those counts.
Yeah, they get over aggressive. They get over
exactly.
when they are in a tough spot, they tend to expand the zone, especially Turner. I mean, we know Castellanos does it, but Turner,
right.
He did it a lot last night. He was swinging at pitches that he shouldn't swing at.
And Harper too. He does the same. He does the same thing. Is that, you know, you need to get back to what you were doing in the first half. Is that they were playing more small ball. Let the game come to them, but they're pressing, and all of them are doing it at the same time. And the rest of the batting order, you know, it's like the bottom of the batting order is at least trying, and they're producing. But the bottom line is that if these guys and they're doing it all at once, if they don't get their heads and pull their heads out, but like military says, the 4 point of contact. You know what? I'm at a point where now, you know, all this stuff about World Series talk. I'm just going to reserve my feelings for the playoffs and just see because right now while they're running the gauntlet of these better teams, they're simply coming up short. The pitching is doing what they're supposed to be doing, but those guys are not doing their damn jobs, and that's what's really pissing me off
right now. Bruce, I feel, and you mentioned the gauntlet, Bruce. We appreciate it. I mean, Hugh, look, they're still in great shape. Their record, they still have a good big lead in the
division.
And
we knew this was going to be a tough stretch,
but they need some wins so they don't feel like they're drowning here. Because the schedule the schedule's not getting any easier. So they have this game today. Mm-hmm. They fly to Seattle. They have a long West Coast trip. Seattle, Arizona, Dodgers, all playoff. Dodgers, obviously, are really good. But, like, Seattle and Arizona are playoff kind of teams. So I think the next time this eases up is about 2 weeks from now. They come home for Miami, and that's when I think Miami and Washington are here about 2 weeks from now. Mm-hmm. That's when the schedule eases back up. But the next 2 weeks are really challenging. They need – I just don't want it to snowball on them, and then we start with the team meetings, and then we start with what's wrong with the Phillies. They just need to win a series. So, you know, win a game today, and then win a series.
It starts with one, man. And I think, you know what, to be honest, like, sometimes going on the road might be good for you. You know, it might be good for you in this situation. You know, you being at home has been tough, especially in this series, man. Like, as I look around, it's a lot of Yankee fans.
Yeah, man. Well, it was loud. Now, at least last night had back and forth. It had – they were cheering for them, but there was a lot of Phillies cheers, too. The first night was just crazy.
Yeah, it's a lot of Yankee fans here. So, yeah, but it's one of those things, man, where get back to the fundamentals. I wholeheartedly believe in that, and I believe in this team, and I believe that's the biggest thing, the small things. You got to get back to doing the small things right.
Let's go to Scott in Newtown. Hey, Scott.
Yo, guys. Good show as always.
Thank you, Scott. What are you feeling?
Man, like – Not yesterday's game, but the game before was just, like, the most freaking disgusting thing in the world. And that was, like, during the summer, I kind of chill out with the Phillies. I watch them. I listen every day. But I don't get too emotionally invested until, you know, I guess halfway through August I'll start feeling it. But I was so up for this series, and it was such a letdown. Ugh. And then last night's game, at least I felt like we had some hope. It seems like, you know, like, I think there is such a thing. It's like, these guys are trying. It's just... Like Harper had so many opportunities last night, and he definitely is, like, maybe there is such a thing as trying too hard. Because, like, the one at bat, did you see he took his time out before he even got his first pitch? Like, it just tells me, like, he's just so in his head, you know? So I don't think it's a lack of effort and, you know, the running it out. Man, like, I watched the play. I didn't think twice about it, so I'm not going to kill him for that.
Yeah, I want to make it clear. I don't think he dogged it. I just think when he hit the ball, his first assumption was it was going to be an easy out, and then he started running hard when he realized, like, oh, it got off his glove. But by then, you know, he lost that 1 second there, Scott, and that changed the chance to be safe.
Yeah, and I mean, truthfully, I'm more frustrated with just so many opportunities he had with guys on base. You know, it's just like, damn, man, put it together. But like halfway through the game, I was thinking, all right, this is going to be such a big win. I think we get this win, we get the mojo going, everything starts feeling good. So it was just, dude, when extra innings hit, I knew the Yankees were going to win. It's just like they bat different than us. They just move runners. It just feels like they do something a little bit different. Like, so I'm like, as much as I'm frustrated with the Phillies right now, I feel like it will turn around. I mean, like, they've done it, so they're going to do it again.
And look, Harper and Turner are not going to hit like this, you know, for the rest of the season, right? They're too good. I mean, they'll hit more than this. So, yeah, they'll start scoring more. It's just hopefully it happens soon so this doesn't weigh on them, because it just feels like it's weighing on all of them.
Absolutely, man. You see it on their face. Like, each one of them are, like, really reaching, man. They're, like, they're just stressed, you know? You could tell. Before you let me go, I had a quick question for Hugh. I want to know his thoughts on this. Hugh, man, I always appreciate what you say. I think you're one of the best on the radio. Joe, you're awesome, too. But something about Hugh, man, he just you're awesome, Hugh. But so I'm going to give him New Jersey.
Thanks a lot, Kyle. Keep putting it in perspective for everybody. We appreciate that. Never let me get too high, Kyle. Never. Never let me get outside of my place. Keep me grounded. Thank you.
Hugh, I just – every time you – I don't know, man. I normally agree with what you're saying. So whatever – this year, I'd like to get a new Eagles jersey. I'm going to go with a Kelly Green. I see some Jordans I want. They're going to match the Kelly Green. My question for you, do you think it's corny to get a LeGarrette Blount Kelly Green jersey?
I don't think so. I mean, he played here, didn't he?
He won the Super Bowl.
I mean, he played for the Super Bowl year. So
no, yeah, I mean, I was saying, you know what I mean? Yeah, I was being sarcastic. But, yeah, I don't think so. Listen, man, let me tell you. I saw a guy last night. Who was the jersey he had? Juan Soto? No. Taijuan Walker.
Yeah. That was Joe from the Northeast.
Yeah, Joe. Shout out to Joe, because Joe told me that yesterday. He had a Taijuan Walker jersey on. The only one that I've ever seen in life.
And it was a City Connect.
And
he
it
just
was
got
a
it.
City Connect, and he just got it. Dude, do what makes you happy.
Yeah, man. That's all right. That's my role. And one last thing, Hugh. I know I was born without a sense of smell, okay? So, like, when
See,
I hear
you
about
serious?
Your lavender oil, say again?
Are you serious?
Yeah, so like I just, it's called anosmia. So I just never had any smell my whole life. And like my taste is like half a taste, you know? Like a lot of things just all taste the same to me.
Okay.
But, so when you were talking about that lavender oil that you used to wear and stuff, made me laugh, man, because like my one thing in life, like before dates and stuff, I would always use a lavender spray and just like spray it around. And,
oh man, I kill him with the lavender though.
Dude, I'm telling you, like my first date with my wife when she came over, I sprayed, you know, just sprayed some lavender, and you know, now I'm married to her and all, so everything worked out.
See, the lavender worked for you, it ain't worked for me yet. But I do get compliments on my smells.
It's a
I just ain't closed the deal. I ain't closed the deal yet though, but it's working. I get some compliments.
And you got to cook a little bit too, you know what I mean? You mix the both together and you're all good.
I ain't sharing the food.
No, you got to share the food.
Man, I ain't sharing.
You got to share the food. Scott, little, man, good phone stuff. Call. Yeah, go for the jersey. Yeah, I mean, look, if a player was on the Eagles Super Bowl team, it's hard to go wrong with it. If you like the player.
Yeah, and you know what the beautiful thing about Philly is that you see a lot of jerseys from guys that probably didn't even play in this era. But the people wear them because that's their guy. They have a connection to that person. So, man, do what you like to do. It's a lot of Yankee fans here today.
There's a lot. I mean, it was a lot last night. At least last night, again, was back and forth, right? The Phillies had a lot of moments where everyone was up. But there's a lot. You know what we need? Again, they got it yesterday, but they need a lead because the lead calms the road people down, right?
Yeah, it does.
A lead and hold the lead this time. You know what I was thinking about last night? Last night really was the blueprint to what the playoffs look like. It just didn't work, right? The Alvarado got one out, but then they went Strom. I think the plan was Strom,
the
Hoffman.
The strategy was sound.
And then Estevez.
Yeah, it was just unfortunate. Yeah, unfortunate.
Unfortunately, Jazz Chisholm hit the home run, and in that game it just turned there.
Jazz Chisholm.
Can we get that guy out today, please?
Yes. Like early? Can we take away his mojo? Can we just take away his momentum?
It was a lot easier when you looked at the Yankees. They had two hitters, right? Just Soto and Judge. But now they got a few more in there.
But you know what it is with Jazz? And I think you said it earlier. Going back to my analogy, that was a young lady that you didn't pick. Now she's making you regret it. Like every time you see her, like she's wearing the nice little wedge shoes in the summertime with the sundresses, looking real nice. Smelling like honeysuckle and jasmine, and she's making you look at me like, dang, maybe I made a mistake.
You have to stop making me picture Jazz Chisholm like wearing sundresses.
I'm
just saying,
this is getting out of control.
I'm just using analogies that people can relate to. This
one feels too real.
They're too vivid, man. This one's way too vivid.
But the thing of it is, it's a male or female analogy, so you can insert however it fits for you. That's all I'm saying.
Well, we're talking about Jazz Chisholm here, so there's really only one way for me to interpret
but
this.
But the bottom line is this. This is an analogy that everybody can relate to, because at some point in life, we've all been in that moment where you've been somewhere and you see two people and you got a shot at both and you make a choice. And sometimes you might regret that choice.
And then Jazz Chisholm's dancing on a table in a sundress.
Yeah, but
in the
long run, you might have made the right choice.
Yeah,
but you never know.
Short term, four home runs in two games.
Yeah,
all right, 215-592-9494. We'll hit all your phone calls. Leading off on the side, we'll get to the lineup. Big decision today by Topper. Does Yoan get a start after playing last night, helping last night in the pinch running situation? Obviously scoring the run. A lefty on the mound, a different kind of lineup. We'll get to that. And the latest odds in the National League after the deadline. Braves made moves, Mets made moves, Dodgers made a big move. We know what the Phillies did. And there might be a sleeper as well that moved up the charts as well. 215-592-9494. Leading off next, we're live today from the DeBoer Heart and Lung broadcast booth at Citizens Bank Park on Sports Radio.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking? I'm James Coe. Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.